that you want to add to that? You want that on the sign, or?
Yeah. I think we need everything we need, we want on the sign to where, you know, there's something there to go by.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody to see.
So you want that part of the rules then?
I would like to have it that way. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Keep your house clean.
Yeah. I don't like it other than my shoes.
Exactly. Did you want to word that, all waste?
Animal waste to be removed from campsite. I don't know. However you want to word it.
Just pick up your waste, you know, after your pet, because...
Pet waste. How's that?
I do see them, and Jack can vouch. They'll walk them around. And, you know, they're not necessarily just going to be on their site.
No. And if you're walking in town or walking here, and if they go out in the yard out here and everything, they have the plastic bag or whatever with them, and if they go, they... remove it.
Yeah.
Supposed to.
If they walk their pet up to the bathroom, the human bathroom,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's when a dog's going to do his business, when he's on his walk.
Yeah. But.
You know, with most people, that's just common courtesy. They'll carry a plastic bag in their pocket anyway when they're walking their dog. You know, that's just a common courtesy that dog owners.
I've seen him come out here in the yard, and I say the yard in front of our courthouse here, and look out the window. And it does irritate me when I see one dog go and then just go off, because I think, you know, kid, even though it's in the yard there, people walk across that. And
drill flies.
Mm-hmm. So have you got it worded the way you want it?
Yeah, I can. 7 days out of 21 and 30 per year, pick up after pet waste, and then need to talk to the park board about the campsite numbers at our next meeting. What else?
One more thing on, and that would be personal property, not be left unattended over 24 hours. It's something we might think about, too, you know.
That has happened.
Yeah, like I was this morning, I noticed there's a tent there, and Jack and I talked about it. I don't know. When I was there the last time, people were camping, and then they had this extra tent there, and I thought there was little kids, if you remember. I think he was with me. That tent is there. I don't notice anything around it or anything, and I want to, have they left that? Is there time up, or are they going to come back?
Are they laying in their dead?
Well, from the time when I did what Jack's doing now, there would actually be people that would leave during the day to go to work.
Okay, so that
you
could be.
You just never know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll entertain a motion that the KDOT Park rules be amended to also include maximum stay is 7 days out of 30 days, no more than 21 days per year. No ground or open fires allowed. Fire is only allowed in the fire ring. Rowdiness, drunkenness, or use of illegal substances will not be tolerated. And pet waste to be removed from the campsite, and personal property not to be left unattended for more than 24 hours.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you for coming in.
...2022 Deputy Sheriff Salary Supplement, Supplementation Fund, number 22-074, Sheriff. I received a letter dated July 7, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This agreement is between Missouri Department of Public Safety and Taney County for $48,894.12.
And I know you're familiar. This is pretty much the same agreement that we have with them along the way. And
it is. They have increased the
salary amount.
The amount of who qualifies. So we were able to add some folks back in that have not received it the last couple of years.
And did you get Travis's letter?
No, I did not.
Just for your file, because I don't need it.
Can I keep this copy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Ignore my highlights.
Okay.
Any questions?
I don't, no.
I move to approve the agreement between the Missouri Department of Public Safety and Taney County.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Agreement for motor oil and hydraulic oil number 22-077, Roden Bridge. I've received a letter dated July 8, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form, and this agreement is between Heritage Petroleum, LLC, and Taney County.
Any comments?
As long as it's for the second option for the quarterly price increase. Because they gave two different options.
And the motion was to take the second option at the time. Did you see the agreement?
No, I
The agreement may be renewed thereafter on a month-to-month basis up to 6 months in the event. Move to approve the agreement between Heritage Petroleum LLC, and Taney County for motor oil and hydraulic oil.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Insurance claim discussion with Aulis Acres and Arnie Insurance and Business Advisors.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. I just have a brief presentation here, as we've done in the past, with claims information. This is actually through May. We were on the docket a couple weeks ago, and then with vacations had to reschedule a little bit. But anyway, this is May material, as we've seen this report before. If you go into the first page, it shows your facility, both inpatient and outpatient, that's been paid. What you'll see, and we're seeing this with all of our groups across the board, whereas 20 years ago, inpatient care far outpaced outpatient care. Now that is flipped. So much is being able to be done on an outpatient basis that that's where most of your care is done. And you all are very similar to most groups in that your outpatient things are done mainly in Branson at the facility there. Your inpatient care is generally in Springfield. Is where the care is going, both with Cox, obviously, in the hospitals. Physician care is broken down to different departments and then other providers. You guys are doing extremely well in regard to emergency room utilization. Your employees are seeking care either through the doctor's office or urgent care. Of course, there's a lot more facilities these days that have been built where people can get care other than going to the emergency room, and I think that helps quite a bit. But that just gives you a general breakdown of where your claims are being paid, both for your subscriber, which is the employee, and then dependents. The next page just walks through graphs of the same information, if you're a picture person, as opposed to wanting to look at it in a chart. The following page walks through your medical insurance paid, excluding your pharmacy. As you can see, it's been pretty consistent, and the good news is that as of late, we've been running pretty well. You can see back in October was our heaviest month at $225,000, but as of late, we've been running quite a bit better than that. The next page shows the pharmacy in the same format. And it remains pretty consistent, although you guys haven't been trending down just a little bit in pharmacy as well, as far as your total paid. You can see it's broken out in expenses per contract per month. We had a high of $208. The most recent month was $155 was the average per contract per month. So that looks like it's going in a decent direction as well. The following page shows the billed premium, and I went ahead and ran the math for you. If you do just what's called your pure loss ratio, which is just how much money that Cox has paid out in claims versus the premiums, you're running 90.7%. However, as we've talked before, you do have the insurance within the insurance, so any claims over $100,000 are pooled, and you don't have those count against you for the renewal. If you take those out, then your loss ratio was 85.46%, which there have been years where I've been sitting here talking to you when it wasn't nearly that good. So.
And what was it without taking that out?
90.7.
Thank you.
So at least through May, we're basically running where the insurance company would want us to run. With health care reform, Obamacare, whatever you call it, 85% is the rule for large groups that act says that the insurance carrier should ascribe to. You guys are at 85.46, so you're basically right in line with what the provisions of the law would say. The next page just shows the premiums actually paid as your accounting department takes debits and credits.